Sports.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. We've got Satanism on the table for discussion here tonight. Why? Well, normally the Satanists aren't relevant in any way, shape, or form to popular culture or the news, but now...
Thank goodness.
Now, they're making a splash. The Satanic Temple is... In Oklahoma, actually, attempting to persuade the Oklahoma state government to allow them to erect a $20,000 monument to Satan or Satanism. They say that it may involve an interactive exhibit for children, but it's really hard to pin down exactly what it's going to be. The proposal has yet to be officially made, and they're being kind of hush-hush about it. But they're making headlines all over the place. Now, one of the questions that you had asked, Mark, that I have since relayed on the Facebook page for Free Talk Live, as well as our Twitter and Google Plus, is, does the Satanic Temple really believe in Satan, or are they just trolling the Christians? TheSatanicTemple.com is their website. We'll continue, share some more of their mission statement, actually. We're going to get into that here in a moment, and their beliefs. Want to get your thoughts as well here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll go to Nathan in Texas on Skype to start things out this hour. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian. How are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, Johnny Ray brought up a point that I thought was really interesting. I brought up the novel Feast for Crows last night, and it has a religion in it that I want to put forward for consideration. I think it satisfies all the requirements that you and Mark have brought up. It's the religion of the drowned god.
The drowned god?
Right. It's a religion followed by a group of pirates in Game of Thrones.
Okay.
And it he does a lot of... It's basically based on Cthulhu. He's kind of like the drowned god who sleeps under the waves and will rise again.
Gotcha.
And he explains natural phenomena. So you mentioned Big Bang. He explains storms on the sea because that's him and the sky god fighting with each other. He gives the pirates strength as they do their pirating things on the waves. And when the pirates die, they go to feast in his watery halls, and mermaids serve them starfish soup.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
That sounds good. Mermaids, great. I'm on board.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha.
Sounds like, okay, so to have a successful religion, a religion as successful as Christianity, you really need the carrot and the stick. This is what I was talking with Johnny Ray in the break about, is the reason Christianity is not here and many religions aren't. This is an evolution of religions, and Christianity isn't the same religion today that it was 2,000 years ago. We need to understand that. So Zeus was around, Odin was around, and a whole bunch of other stuff that we just consider silly fairy tales. People believed were the God of honest truth at one point,
mm-hmm.
and now they don't. And the reason is that Christianity has, the reason it hasn't been put away like many of these is the carrot and the stick. You can come and join our loving family of parishioners here at God's at the Fair and Just God Church, and if you don't, you're going to burn in fiery torment for all of eternity. See, there's the carrot and the stick. The carrot of community, which many religions have, mm-hmm. and they've always had. Religion really has community. And the stick of
or else.
Eternal damnation. And it's, I don't have any problem with the carrot that religions offer. You know, the community, the place to go, the ceremony, all those things I think are great. It's the threatening young people with eternal damnation that just... You know, it has me frothing at the mouth.
Well, it still poisons you to this day.
Yeah, well, you know, I've got PTSD. No one would doubt for a second that a kid who was raised in a war-torn area would have PTSD. But when you raise a kid and you tell him, well, you either believe this nonsense or you're going to burn forever in eternity, you know, the worse torment than being shot by some soldier, than being raped by some kind of gang... A far worse torture. The worst torture you can possibly imagine is You're going to have that if you don't believe this stuff that we tell you. And you tell that to a 4, 5, or 6-year-old, yeah. You know, at some point, somebody's going to start questioning that in their life, and some personality types, they're going to come unglued around it. And that's what mine. That's what I did.
Well, that's definitely a good point. And, you know, to the last caller's point where Ian was asking him about, you know, who goes to hell or who doesn't, it seems like Christians have to have some kind of answer to that, because what about the thousands of people who lived in the Americas who never saw Jesus? I guess unless you believe that the Mormon Jesus went there or something.
Romans pretty much points out that if you didn't get confronted with the message and you lived a just life, then you'll go to heaven. I think it's sort of interesting. So really what Christians do when they tell you the good news, the gospel, is they damn you to hell.
If you don't believe it.
If you don't believe it. like, you know, so you couldn't go to, you probably wouldn't go to hell if you were a good person, a normal person, if you hadn't heard the message. But once you've heard the message, now if you don't believe the story that I've told you, that you have no other sort of corroboratory evidence around,
yeah,
you know, except an ancient text. And
presuming they told it accurately. I mean, presuming the individual you're talking to gave that information.
I've got to dedicate 20 years of my life to learning ancient Aramaic and ancient Hebrew in order to just be sure that this ancient text, like so many other ancient texts, is actually translated in the proper way. But we don't have the original translations. All the evidence points that many of these Jewish documents were altered by the priests that were working for the kings at the time. You know, for political reasons, they would change these documents. So, yeah, I mean, that's what gets me. I'm willing to go for whatever frou-frou story you've got about religion. Cool with me. But when you start sending people to hell, that's when I come unglued.
Well, how would you feel, Mark, if there were multiple circles of hell, like in Dante's Inferno? Where, you know, the people who are just sort of don't believe, they go to the first level where things are just kind of meh, and then the murderers go to the next level, and then Hitler's all the way at the bottom.
How many levels of heaven are there?
I don't know. I didn't actually read the Inferno.
Yeah.
But I would assume that it's just one giant happy family where everyone sings Kumbaya on the paved streets of gold.
Oh, so you know, there's 9 levels of hell, but in fact only 1 level of heaven? I mean,
that's what I'm guessing.
Here's
maybe
my problem with that.
Stand on the throne or something.
You know, the convicted killer who on his sitting on the electric chair, who gives his life to Christ at that last moment, he gets to go to heaven. I, somebody who've searched for decades for the truth in my life, I'm currently going to Quaker meeting. I go to church for what it serves for me. And I've got the understanding I've got because I've used the mind that God gave me, and I look around the world that God created, and I've looked at the evidence. You know, like, God set this whole thing up, and then he's going to punish me if I don't go for it? That just doesn't make any sense, but he's going to let the convicted killer ride on up to heaven? What a crappy system that is.
Nathan, any other thoughts you want to share?
Well, I just wanted to say, let us praise the Lord God who drowned for us.
Thanks for the call tonight, Nathan. Appreciate hearing from you. The mission statement of the SatanicTemple.com, they say, is to encourage benevolence and empathy among all people. I support that. They say, in addition, we embrace practical common sense and justice. As Satanists, we all should be guided by our conscience to undertake noble pursuits, guided by our individual wills. We believe that this is the hope of all mankind and the highest aspiration of humanity.
If they're Satanists, you can't believe any word they say, right? He's the prince of lies.
Oh, I see. Well, that's from the perspective of the Christians, right? So they were going to tell the Satanist perspective.
The Satanists
is going to be
the
reverse.
Don't have a document. This is the problem.
There's a document right here, thesatanictemple.com.
How can they interpret the document? How can they interpret Satan today?
Well, in the same way that people in the past interpreted God. They were given visions. They had interpretations of their experience.
I guess it's an argument from antiquity when I say that Satan is the prince of lies, but that's a lot of bad press to overcome with your little web page here.
As an organized religion, they say, we feel it is our function to actively provide outreach, to lead by example, and to participate in public affairs wheresoever the issues might benefit from rational satanic insights. Your thoughts on not the Church of Satan, this is the Satanic Temple. And are they just trolling, or do they really believe in Satan? Well, up next, we've got their beliefs, as stated.
here in a moment. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls come first, though, if you make them. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here toll free at 855-453. We are generally talking about Satanists. They're back in the news. When the hell was the last time the Satanists were in the news? I don't remember. I don't recall ever really talking about them in any significant manner ever on this show. Maybe at some point in the past. But
We probably talked about them briefly. But
I don't recall them being in the news in any significant way.
I think since Anton LaVey was probably the biggest newsmaker for Satanists, and that's been some time.
So we'll continue here. We'll take your calls, 855-450-FREE. Also, don't forget, we've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. You want quick access to our live streams while you're out and about on your cell phone. You can do that by going to n.freetalklive.com. That's n.freetalklive.com.
So I had a bet with a friend that Bitcoin was going to, you know, when it was down at, I don't know, 600 earlier this week. I think it was on a Sunday or whatever. That it was, that we'd see it hit over 1,000 within 2 weeks.
Mm.
It took 3 days.
Well, now, is it over 1,000 on Bitcoin average?
No. I mean, and that's really an interesting question, is what is a Bitcoin worth? There's all kinds of different exchanges out there and all the kinds of different ways to quantify it. It's at 1,032 at MountGox.com currently.
Okay.
You know, I mean, everybody can.
Mt. Gox always has the highest prices.
Generally the case. Not always, but generally the case. Yeah, you know. I expect you'll see all the averages relatively soon up over that. But that's just my opinion. If you think that Bitcoin's upwardly mobile also, then maybe you want to get some. Fastest, safest, easiest way to do that? Cashintocoins.com. They are, you know, they've been fastidious about making sure that they're legal in all 50 states. This has been really important for them. They're registered money exchanger with the U.S. government, and it's really difficult to find legal ways to buy bitcoins. And a lot of people are concerned about, you know, the United States government coming after them or in some way, shape, or form. Not going to happen with cashintocoins.com. Go to their website. They make it easy for you. All you've got to have in town is a Wells Fargo, a Bank of America, or a credit union with shared branching. Cashintocoins.com.
There's a detailed post over at cashintocoins.com explaining the growing pains that they are going through and managing your expectations as far as how much more difficult it is now with the increased demand for bitcoins for them to fulfill orders on a very fast basis.
I don't think they're going to have as much trouble today as they were last week. You see, that bitcoins, the price crashed down on the exchanges, but I don't think that people really felt like that was the price. For instance, people were contacting me on Saturday and Sunday wanting to buy bitcoins from me. And I try to help people get into bitcoins as much as I can, you know, friends and neighbors and stuff like that. People were contacting me saying, hey, I want to buy in. Let me get some bitcoins. You know, I'm not going to sell you bitcoins at $600, even though the exchanges say that. I'm selling at $1,000. So my price never went below $1,000. And I, you know, consequently, very few people bought from me under that deal. But, you know, and different people are going to have different arrangements. So I believe that cashintocoins.com uses Bitcoin average.
So they are saying there's a new policy until they can get a better solution in place. They are hiring new people to help with the increased load that they have, and that there's currently a now one business day wait to acquire your bitcoins.
Okay.
Cash and coins. But still, likely the fastest option out there as far as, besides just buying from an individual, to get your bitcoins and get them with cash. As we go to your calls and thoughts here, Corey, listening in Savannah, coming up, the beliefs of the so-called Satanic Temple. Corey, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, the beliefs of the Satanic Church, I'm supposing that these people are somehow aligned with Anton LaVey.
No, actually, they don't mention him anywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
So what do they base their beliefs off of? Do they base it off of any of the philosophy of rationality, anything like that?
Well, I will share with you their beliefs statement if you'd like to hang on the line and comment,
awesome.
Corey.
Yeah.
The Satanic Temple, they say, seeks to separate religion from superstition by acknowledging religious belief as a metaphorical framework with which we construct a narrative context for our goals and works. Satan, they say, stands as the ultimate icon for the selfless revolt against tyranny, free and rational inquiry, and the responsible pursuit of happiness. In theological terms, the mythology translates thus. God is supernatural and thus outside of the sphere of the physical. God's perfection means that he cannot interact with the imperfect corporeal realm. Because God cannot intervene in the material world, he created Satan to preside over the universe as his proxy. Satan has the compassion and wisdom of an angel. Although Satan is subordinate to God, he is mankind's only conduit to the dominion beyond the physical. In addition, only Satan can hear our prayers, and only Satan can respond. While God is beyond human comprehension, Satan desires to be known and knowable. Only in this way can there be justice and can life have meaning.
Wow, so Satan is God's trusted lieutenant?
Certainly, there was the story goes time, that there was a rebellion that Satan and a third of the angels, Satan with a third of the angels rebelled. That's the concept.
The Satanist harbors reasonable agnosticism in all things, holding fast only to that which is demonstrably true. The cultural narratives through which we contextualize our lives must be malleable to conformity with our best scientific understandings of the material world. Those understandings, in turn, must never be so rigidly codified as to themselves be inflexible to advancements yet unknown. Thus, Satanism is an evolving religion, unfettered by arcane doctrines. This was an answer to, Mark, your question about, why don't they have an old book? Born of fearful minds in darkened times, belief must reconstruct itself to fact, never the other way around. This is the Luciferian impulse to eat of the tree of knowledge, even and especially when to do so irretrievably dissipates blissful and comforting delusions of old. That which will not bend must break, and that which can be destroyed by truth should never be spared its demise. This is an ultimatum. And then they go on to say, Hail Satan.
Yeah.
So what do you think about that, Corey?
I think it's an immature understanding of rationality and things like that. I think that you can believe all of the things that they believe without having the spiritual undertones as they have. You know, you can believe in rationality and its importance without using without being fettered by the old ideas of God and Satan and how Satan is an angel. It just sounds
so. Do you think they're trolling? I think you're right about that. Do you think they're trolling, that this is just a big troll on the Christians, that they're going to get this
like the flying spaghetti monster or the things that the dudists do? I don't know if you know about the dudists.
But the dudists?
Yeah.
Tell me about
the Lebowski followers.
Oh, that dude.
Yeah.
There are people who've elevated the dude to the level of God, of an icon?
Well, no, it's a Taoist kind of religion.
They're what? Taoist? I'm sorry, you're cutting out, unfortunately, right as you're answering the question. One more time?
That's terrible. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got you. Go.
Yeah, they're more of a Taoist group.
Every time.
I think he said Taoist.
I think you are saying Taoist. And Corey, go ahead with that. We'll let you get a few more thoughts in.
Yeah. It's great. I think they're trolling.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts. Guy on the line wants to tell us about the idiocy of Satanism. Hopefully he'll hang on. We'll get to you in moments. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. Skype into the show. Username lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com. or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If we get a chance, we'll tell you about the boy suspended for kissing. Six-year-old boy suspended from school for that. And you can, of course, take control of the airwaves. We also have Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. In addition, Johnny Ray has a game of the week. It's been a few weeks, actually, since Johnny Ray has had a said game of the week because your computer's been broken.
Yep, and in fact, I have gone back to Android. This is an Android game.
All right, we're going to get to that, too. Actually, primarily, I think we're going to do that for sure when we get a chance. But first, your phone calls coming up at 855-450-FREE. The only reason why we have the pleasure of knowing you, Johnny Ray, is because of the Free State Project.
Yep.
We would never have met you. Mark and I happened to meet in Sarasota, where we're from, down in Florida originally, so would have known Mark whether or not the Free State Project existed. But most of the wonderful people that we have behind microphones on this show are Free State Project participants, and we're all here in New Hampshire together because of the Free State Project. It is a group of people who loves the ideas of liberty so much that we decided to uproot our lives. You, Johnny Ray, coming from Asheville, North Carolina. We came from Sarasota, Florida. Others coming from all around the world. There's one guy here from Russia, people from California, everywhere coming here. One guy actually moved from Hawaii and walked across the country to come here. Just amazing stories of people who are so dedicated to liberty that they've come together to the same place so we can actually have an impact, so we can make a difference and hopefully achieve liberty in our lifetime. FreeStateProject.org is where you can go if you feel as we do and you feel like you're just spinning your wheels where you are, that liberty's not on the rise where you live. Maybe you should come to the already most free state, New Hampshire, and get together with what will soon be 20,000 other people. We've got 15,000 people pledged to make the move as part of the Free State Project. We want to get to 20,000, so we need your pledge at freestateproject.org. You don't have to move tomorrow. You've got time. Once that 20,000 number is reached, there's a five-year time window when everyone will have to get to New Hampshire. And it doesn't matter what your religion. There are people in, you know, Christian belief systems up here. There are people who are Muslim. There are people who are, you know, atheists. Johnny Ray, I believe you are an atheist. Is that accurate?
No, that's inaccurate.
Agnostic?
No, not quite. Not quite. I believe in God. I see his his touch. I see his hand.
Interesting.
All about me.
All right, well, we can get into deeper in that, but let's go to Livewire. He or she has been waiting patiently here in New Orleans, listening to WGSO. Hey, Livewire.
Good evening. I would like to discuss the idiocy of Satanism, and to begin with, I would say that I am a veteran, and I'm offended by the fact that we have a Satanist working out of the Pentagon now and is going around trying to eradicate all sorts of symbols and things that are of the Christian mindset.
Who is the Satanist working in the Pentagon?
I think I may have the name wrong, but I think the last name is Weinstein. He's certainly in other media outlets, although they're not letting this information get out too much. You know, like, he obviously doesn't go around, but the most recent event was within the last few weeks, somebody complained that a nativity scene was on a military base somewhere in the continental United States, and within 2 days or something, they had the nativity scene eradicated. So it's all about these Satan-worshipping scum suckers.
Well, now hold on a second. I mean, first of all, nativity scenes generally don't belong on government property because of the whole idea of separation of church and state. Now, that's kind of what brought up the whole conversation we had. Maybe you weren't tuned in earlier when the Church of, not Church of Satan, the Temple of, the Satanic Temple, excuse me, is attempting to get their own monument placed nearby a Ten Commandments monument out in front of the Oklahoma State House. Because if they're going to allow one religion to put up a religious display, they have to allow others, or they better get rid of the original religious display. Do you understand where that that mindset comes from?
Yeah, and granted, you know, what the state laws are specifically in Oklahoma, I don't know any of that. But I would agree if you want to put up, I'm not trying to necessarily eradicate, I'm not going to tell a Satanist that you have to not think what you want to think. You're free to believe what you want to believe, but at the same time, don't be a hypocrite and make, you know, symbols that are offensive to you eradicated because of something I believe, you know, specifically.
How do you know that the individual who you claim is working at the Pentagon is a Satanist?
Well, the point is Satanism is all about lies and confusion. In fact, when you read some of the bylaws of the people out of Oklahoma a little while ago, I noted, I can't remember it verbatim, but you said something like that they believe that there is a God and that Satan was created by God, that Satan is out to rebel against God. Well, in reality, Satan, you know, he's going to lose the game. The end result is Satan is a created being, and he's going to lose the game. But he's got what you and I have, and that's a free will. He wants to deny the fact that.
Why would God, just by your own viewpoint here, it sounds like you're coming from a Christian perspective. Why would God, who is all-powerful, omnipresent, all-knowing, why would he have, if Satan is such trouble to God, why wouldn't God just snap his fingers and get rid of him?
Because it's all in God's timing. God's foreknowledge. He wanted to find out who really loves him. You see, the reality is Satan.
Oh, it's a game. It's a sick game.
Yes,
it's a sick game to try to tempt. So, just to clarify what you're saying, the tool Satan is a tool that God is using to tempt man into falling away from God's particular favorite set of beliefs because he likes the idea of torturing his creations into eternity.
He, as the scriptures say, it is written, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son 2013 years ago in a Roman Empire.
But if he loved everybody, hold on, if he loved everybody, and he supposedly is this all-loving God.
He loves you too, buddy.
If he loves everybody, then why would he threaten them with all eternal damnation and fire and brimstone and such? That's not very loving.
Because he has perfect justice, unlike man.
That doesn't answer my question.
But here, so I made this point earlier. This is Mark. Is that I don't believe that Jesus Christ is my personal Lord and Savior. I just can't accept the story. I'm 42 years old.
You can later on.
Okay, no, yeah, but I'm not going to. I'm going to go ahead and tell you I'm not going to because I have looked at this stuff. I've read the Bible all the way through several times. I'm 100% sure what I believe and where I'm at on this one. And it's not for lack of looking, but that a killer on death row can, the moment before he gets executed, you know, in all good faith, accept Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, he can go to heaven. But I am going to be sent to hell by a fair and just God because
I used my best discernment, and this is the story that I came up with, that this translation of a Bible is just false.
May I ask a question?
Are you going to answer my question? Did. You said that God was fair and just, and I'm just making sure that we're talking about the same guy here.
Well, you are, because he also says he's jealous, but unlike man, the jealousy, say if I was messing around on somebody's wife or whatever, and that would create rational jealousy in a human being. Well, God is jealous, but his jealousy towards us is because he's created all with the same ability to think and to rationalize, and we can either choose to love him or we can choose to be a Satanist and to try to deny the resurrection that took place 2013 years ago.
So I'm a Satanist. Is that what you're saying?
For all intents and purposes, you might not be a
God-carrying member. Wow. This is the whole
Oklahoma.
You're with me or you're against me thing.
Uh-huh.
It's the whole you're with me, you're against me. Right?
So wait, every atheist is a Satanist by your definition?
Very close, yes.
LiveWire, yeah. I want to thank you for being our first caller from WGSO. They've moved us to live here and there throughout the week, and welcome aboard. Call back any old time. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah,
it's listening in New Orleans at WGSO.
It's not uncommon stance. In fact, you have to consider that the Christian teaching is that very few are going to take the high road, and everybody else is going to take the low road. Essentially, you're on one team or another. By the hard Christian definition, I'm not saying every Christian believes this. I'm just saying the sort of, you know, the extreme, the fundamentalist Christians or whatever, the extreme Christians believe that you're either with us or against us. The world is populated by Satanists by those people's definition. No wonder they're at war. No wonder they feel put upon.
We will come back with more here. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-453. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. 855-450-3733. Just enough time for your call. Coming up, Free Talk Live. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Woolery. You want to feel like $1 million today, have all the confidence in the world? Well, it can't happen if you have bad breath, so why don't you do what I do? Get your hands on Smart Mouth Mouthwash and get 12 hours of fresh breath. Rinse at night, wake up without nasty morning breath. Rinse in the morning, fresh breath all day. For 40 cents a rinse, have confidence that you can't get with any other mouthwash. So put your money where your mouth is. Smart Mouth, 12-hour mouthwash. It's in stores everywhere.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for your call, your thoughts. At 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, and that is the Pro-XPN toll-free line. We've been talking a lot about the Satanists tonight. They're back in the news, and they're making headlines because they want to get a monument would be the appropriate thing, not really a statue. The current Ten Commandments monument out front of the state house in Oklahoma. It looks like a big headstone, basically.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see what the Satanists come up with if they're allowed to put it up, which they should be, unless the state of Oklahoma decides to take down the existing Christian monument. But even then, maybe there could be a lawsuit based on the fact that they had the Christian monument there for 3 years, since 2009. Would the Satanists be able to say, well, hey, that's not fair. You're going to let them be there for 4 years, then pull them out all of a sudden when another church wants to put up a monument?
I would hope that they wouldn't.
They're going to back down?
What do I think?
Yeah.
I have no idea what to think. I think that this is a religion of trolls is what I think.
Maybe. Let's go to your phone calls, though. You can bring up anything. Zach is in Minnesota, and he's on Skype. Hey, Zach.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Welcome.
I called real quick about something else, but I just want to know, did any of the three of you know the origin of the Ten Commandment monuments that were spread out all over the country?
Yeah, it was some organization. I can't remember which one it was, but basically they just went and financed these things.
It was the Fraternal Order of Eagles.
Okay.
They are.
FFOE, yeah.
And it was a publicity stunt for the movie The Ten Commandments. That's all they were originally. And the only reason they're allowed on any sort of quote unquote public land is that there was a Supreme Court case that said as long as they're there for a secular purpose, it's totally fine. Which I think is a little ridiculous. But anyway, I called tonight. I was in my microeconomics class today, and we talked about something that got my libertarian hairs quivering. We were talking about the merger that almost happened between AT&T and T-Mobile back in 2011.
Right.
And AT&T wanted to buy out T-Mobile and totally absorb them. They didn't because the government got in their way. And the teacher asked us what we thought about this. Well, naturally, I jumped right to, well, what business did they have to do that? But the conversation went on to what would have happened in that sort of market where consumers eventually have less choice. And it kind of went down the road of now we have Coke and Pepsi as far as mobile phones and, you know, higher prices for consumers, doom and gloom, et cetera, et cetera. And
well, we are lower prices for consumers currently, but
yeah, well, the professor claimed that that's because we have four carriers right now, that we were on the way to only having AT&T and Verizon. And the reason we have more reasonable prices now is because this merger didn't happen.
Okay, so, I would love to address that. The fact is that when the distorting, the bastardization of the libertarian ideas is oftentimes businesses that work closely with the government and use the government's restrictions in order to be successful.
Rent seek will
often want freedom in particular areas. And I think that it does diminish competition, and it is bad for consumers when you allow companies that have essentially managed to put a stranglehold through government edicts. What we need is people that can put up cell towers on their property, at least under reasonable circumstances. But many communities won't allow those things to go on at all. So, when you have a finite number of cell towers out there, then companies can start getting their hands on them. Let's take a look at Clear Channel and radio stations. Basically they're not making new radio stations these days. Clear Channel's managed to buy enough of them that they're, they're a major player. So it's a control in the market in the first place that allows this to even come into play. I don't think there is a libertarian answer to this.
Well, I think there is.
Well, the answer is to get the hell out of people's business.
Yeah, the industry is cartelized because it's so hand in hand with the federal government, with the Federal Communications Commission.
Well, right, they get to block a merger in this case and then pat themselves on the back for saving competition when, in point of fact, they're the ones who restricted competition in the first place by virtue of the FCC's existence and making it very difficult to enter into this particular field. Although, that said, the cell phone field certainly has more competition than landline telephones do. I mean, most areas, you don't have another option for a landline phone, although now, thankfully, voice over IP has entered into that marketplace, and also cable companies like Time Warner is constantly sending me advertisements. You need to get our phone service. So, there are ways the market does work around even the governmental restrictions that have been placed upon it. But for the longest time, landline phones were a total localized monopoly as enforced by the state. So ultimately, the answer is to get the state out of controlling communications at all.
Yeah. Don't you think that there's the potential, at least, for corporations to now, I'm not arguing for government at all, but isn't that potential there for us to get screwed, basically, as consumers?
What do you mean, get screwed? Meaning that they would
consolidate? The monopoly would form
exactly.
Naturally.
It gets into a monopoly in which the consumer almost never wins.
Well, I don't think it's possible. I think it's impossible.
First of all, there is no such thing as a natural monopoly under a regulated system. Those are created monopolies by the virtue of the situation that those were created under, which is a regulatory environment.
So what he's talking about is near monopolies, major players in a marketplace that trend market setters. The question is if in a particular industry, if a market setter can get so large, not a monopoly, a market setter can get so large that it's, bad for the consumer. And the answer is yes. Let's take a look at Standard Oil for a second.
Look at the radio business.
In the 1880s, well, the radio business isn't fair because it's artificially set. Whereas Standard Oil, in the 1880s had like 80% of the oil marketplace. But what happened? Well, here's what happens with monopolies. Every time, monopolies tend to provide bad service, poor customer service. They tend to drive up prices. They have a sense of entitlement. They get large, ponderous, and not able to respond to market pressure.
And the little guys can
outcompete them. And the little guys come and they just bite off chunks.
If you let it happen, like you're talking about in the oil business way back, now obviously that's highly regulated at this point. And the same, I brought up the radio industry because it relates to what we're talking about with the business of cell phones. There's a few big players in the radio business, and they were allowed to get big because of the regulatory environment. So any
you know, back padding that goes on here later this year when the Cumulus company, which is the largest holder of radio stations in the country, I think now, is going to try to merge with one of the largest radio syndicates to create this humongous conglomerate, and then they're shoving all their programming down radio stations' throats. It's a terrible situation, but it was created by the state, and the state is never going to be the solution to any of these problems. And, Zach, thank you for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Johnny Ray, Game of the Week, Android.
Army of Darkness Defense.
Oh, yeah, you were raving about this the other day.
It's appropriate, I think, for all of our talk about Satanism and so forth, mm-hmm. to have my Game of the Week be about the Necronomicon and the Army of the Dead. Army of Darkness Defense is, I think it's an old game. I've got no numbers here, so I just have to apologize for that. I don't know how much it is, but it's got the movie license. I'm going to guess $3.99.
Are you playing it free?
No, I think I paid for it.
Okay, you just don't recall.
Wait. No, it is free.
Okay.
And there's in-app purchases that I never needed to use to win the game.
It's free. It's for me. I like it.
Yeah, and it's got the movie license. The game starts. Mm-hmm. The splash screen is the MGM lion roaring at you, and Ash.
The main character.
Yeah, this game is based on a film called Army of Darkness that you could also call Evil Dead 3.
Okay.
The hero is sucked through a time warp to fight undead armies in the Middle Ages.
Yeah.
And it's a comedy.
Does the game retain the comedic sense of the film?
The game uses all the audio from the film. It uses the music and it uses the lines, the dialogue from the film is in the game, and it's incorporated very nicely, very nicely. It feels really natural. Ash is running along, and the line is delivered, and it's the same ones over and over. There's a lot, but it still feels fresh. It's got a great feel to it. It's the completest. I recommend it. As a defense game, it's fine. It's solid.
How long have you been playing it?
I beat it in one night. And I started playing a little bit.
Is there replay value? Can you go back?
Not too much.
Yeah.
I am starting over to try a different way to the top, but no.
We're going to come back with more tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.